Miami-Dade County has a six-point plan to deal with the sea level rise, and one of those points is urgent already. The document's lead author says that without it, the region may be facing catastrophe before the water rises another inch. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone has more.
Harvey Reuven, the county's clerk of courts and sea level point man, says accelerating climate change has distorted property insurance assumptions so much that historical data is no longer useful as a guide to risk and rate setting. At a meeting of concerned citizens in downtown Miami, Reuven said the county must develop and adopt the protective engineering plan right away so insurers can set realistic premiums. Otherwise, he warned, they'll have to guess, and they will guess high.
We were really going to be, at best, inviting the worst possible insurance rates, and at worst, to become uninsurable.
Developing the engineering plan is recommendation number one on his task force's 11-page document. The details are unimaginable at this point, but Tom Gustafson, the former state House speaker who attended the meeting, said the solution to rising water is fundamentally obvious.
It would be in a city that was 10 to 20 foot higher than the current elevations.
Elevating the existing city by 10 or 20 feet. Architects, engineers, and developers in the crowd estimated it would be a $1 trillion job to protect the multiple trillions of dollars worth of vulnerable property. Gustafson said it's doable.
I think you have to grow an economy that can afford it. If you're competitive in the world marketplace, if you're Singapore and not Bangladesh, you'll have the money. You'll make the money.
Harvey Reuven says he sees it all beginning to come together, and he's even looking ahead to the day when the sea level begins to recede amid a realization that people had come together to solve a problem that seemed impossible at the time. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
A popular Miami street artist is suing retail giant American Eagle Outfitters for using his murals in a global marketing campaign without compensating or crediting him. WLRN's Nadej Green has the story.
Miami artist David Ansagasti is suing American Eagle Outfitters. In a 15-page complaint filed in New York federal court, Ansagasti claims retailer American Eagle Outfitters used his artwork to sell cutoff shorts and surfer t-shirts without crediting or compensating him. The artwork in question are eyeball motif murals Ansagasti painted in Miami's Wynwood neighborhood. The lawsuit claims American Eagle Outfitters' use of Ansagasti's artwork goes against the very premise of the art, which was created as a criticism of American commercialism. The suit goes on to say, Ansagasti does not sell out to large corporate interests. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. We now turn it back over to Wanda Miles.